Then we have further downriver, this is down by Bonanza Creek. I had these strange big open leaves in January we had the last few years, and some of these little large ones. This went down for about a mile. And now, I thought it interesting what Sam was talking about, that the main flow of the river used to be on the, along the north bank here. And that changed about 3 years ago. And this year, this has been pretty much completely choked up. So there's a, so I think this new, this open air, areas of open water late in the year, getting into even February this year, it seemed to me that it's associated with changes in channel morphology. And that might affecting constriction and flow rates and whatnot. But these are interesting because the previous 10 years, you never saw anything like this during this time of the year.
I think, but I don't know. If I could just interject,
yeah.
I think the ice conditions are not only determined by the fall through spring weather and climate, but they're also determined by the summer climate, which is affecting the flow in the rivers, the discharge rates, and so on, the velocities, and this shifting of channels and so on. And that then feeds into what the ice ends up doing in the wintertime.
Yeah. It's interesting, you know, this year, I'm going to try to be brief here, but this year, the water, in the fall time, the water was came back to normal levels. Last year, it stayed really high, all the way through freeze-up, exceptionally high. And I have a trail coming off from the hills on the river, and there was a place to drop onto the river. It's about a foot drop. And this year, it was normal, which was a 7-foot drop. It was a big difference. You go out there with your trail, you can just... But the same kind of pattern, so from, for instance, like the last two years, but this really big difference in late season water level were the same sort of pattern, so short section of the river and then living, you know.
I think there's two reasons for that. One, we had the two falls were really different as far as how much rainfall we got in the falls.
Mm-hmm.
And also last year, we got very little snow really falling to the ground, flooded up real fast. So the water that was there, you know, stayed where it was, whereas this year we got a lot of snow early. So we got drainage, you know, continued early,
in,
you know, throughout
the time. Yeah. But, you know, most feet bank, that's the norm, you know. You look at this USGS stage report, that's typically 19 feet relative to the stage. That's the typical fall. And it stayed up on, what was it, 22, 23, which is crazy.
Yeah.
So now it's back.